This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A surge of wildfires worsened by climate change has increased the number of days in Colorado where people are breathing in smoke. Joe Wirtz reports on a CPR News investigation.
Some of this uptick is due to local fires, but people in Colorado are also breathing in smoke from wildfires burning in other states like California and Washington. The particles and smoke from those fires often get smaller as winds carry them east, making it easier for them to lodge deep in the lungs and cause health problems. Tamara Sparks is an air quality scientist at the Colorado School of Mines.
Sometimes what's coming from afar can actually still be quite bad for health, even though it doesn't, you know, smell as smoky. It doesn't feel like viscerally as bad.
CPR's analysis was done with data from NPR's California Newsroom and Stanford University's Environmental Change and Human Outcomes Lab. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Less than 1% of K through 12 students are signed up for the state's weekly COVID testing program. Governor Polis says roughly 20% of students are needed in order for the program to catch outbreaks.
We hope the demand increases for particularly the school testing program, which is federally paid for and can serve 10 times as many kids as it currently serves if people would opt into it.
Schools must get parental consent to test students. 600 schools are interested in the program. 400 are working on setting up testing. Rain across Colorado tonight, 61 degrees in Grand Junction and raining. This is CPR News.